Welcome, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Day 19. 31-day journey of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. May God bless everybody. And I know that all is doing well. Let's welcome everybody that is with us on our team. Let's lift up Pastor Samuel, please, if we can lift him up and pray for him and his family on this morning. I wanted to start off with that. So if you can call out his name, Pastor Samuel, that we lift him up on this morning. We also want to welcome Apostle A.B. Prince, is going to be with us on this morning to give us the word of God as well as praying with us this morning. So welcome Apostle A.B. Prince. And also we thank God for Pastor Jacob. Good morning. Good morning. May God bless you all. And just want you to know that we are grateful for you on this morning. Amen. And I know Apostle, you can hear me. So when it's time, I'm going to invite you in as a speaker. And when I invite you in on the podcast, you can just begin to speak because there may be an echo on my end. You may not be able to hear me. And if hopefully that will work, I wind up tuning up some things yesterday so that we can get clarity on this morning so that we may not get cut out. And if that does not work, we'll go back to the phone line and you can call in. So when you're ready, I'll invite you in. Amen. Thank you for coming up on that side. I see now how I can bring you in. So you don't have to worry about pressing that link, calling in. I can invite you in a couple seconds after I read the passages of scripture. Amen. Glory to God. Before I read the passages of scripture, I would like to read the word of today from our very own Pastor Jacob. Amen. Peace of God is visiting you today in Jesus' name. John 20, 21 and 22. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father have sent me. Even so I say you, I. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said it to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So on this morning, as we begin to pray and read and rightfully divide the word of God, I pray in the name of Jesus, peace be unto you. As we have been sent as servants of God, I pray that as God continue to breathe on you this morning through his word, through his teaching, through prayer, that those that may not have the Holy Spirit receive it now in Jesus' name. I pray today in the name of Jesus and through the breath of the Holy Ghost, we release peace and allow the peace to arise in you, the joy, your healing, divine protection over your life, your family, your loved ones, and those that are in need. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God bless the reading of that word. God bless you, Pastor Jacob, for sending us the word every morning. So we thank God for that. Let's travel over to the book of Proverbs. Glory to God. Again, welcome everybody, those that's just now joining us. We're in 31 days journey of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, day 19. We're persevering through. We're pushing through. Come on, come on. We had a word on yesterday from Apostle A.B. Prince. We're about to get another word on today. Come on and just receive, receive. See, you got to have expectation. Amen. I know you're like, wait a minute, it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm telling you, it's something about the early morning dew. When you have expectation, I'm telling you, God begins to move. God begins to work. So you got to believe it. Amen. I can't force you to believe, but I know for sure you believe because you on here. You've been on here. You keep coming on here. So that lets me know you're getting something. So come on and let's tap into that energy, that expectation of receiving the not yet. Because it's something when we tap into it before even the word has been released. Amen. Even before the word has been released, when we tap into expectation, I'm telling you, then the man of God is able to move. The word of God is able to push through. And I'm telling you, even before you get off the line, God has already have moved in some of your situations. God have already moved in your healing. God have already moved in your deliverance. God already moved in your breakthrough. God already moved. And whatever you have been believing God for, I'm telling you, that's the type of God we're serving. We're serving a now God. We said we're pushing, praying until something happened in now ground. We know that praying until something happened in new ground. Now that the ground is new, we got to believe and know by faith because it says now faith, Hebrews 11:1, now faith, not tomorrow faith, not because tomorrow is not here, not promised tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. So we got to do what we can do today. So now faith. So press, push, persevere, plow, and now faith. In Jesus' name, amen and glory to God. Chapter 19, we're going to walk in integrity, y'all. I'm telling you, the best thing in life, I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how well spoken you are or how elegant you make and speak. I don't care about your house, your clothing, your cars, your money. If you don't have good character, none of that matters. None of that matters. So we're talking about walking in integrity. Amen. And we're going to talk about the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he is perverse in his lips and he is fool. Also that the soul be what? Without. Amen. Knowledge, it is not good. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that has with his feet sinneth. The foolish of a man perverted his ways, and his heart fret against the Lord. Wealth make many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false, I wonder why is that? Amen. Glory to God. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speak lies shall not escape. Don't you know the poor is not just somebody that don't have money? The poor is just not somebody that don't have food. You could be poor in spirit. You could be poor in heart. You could be poor in your character. You could be poor in your joy. You could be poor in your peace. So please don't get it twisted. Poor just don't mean poverty. Poor could be mean anything in any of the things that within you. Amen. So I'm helping you understand. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that give gifts. All the brethren of poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursued them with words, yet they are warning to him. He that get wisdom love his own soul. Let me say that again. He that get wisdom love his own soul. Amen. He that help keep understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speak lies shall perish. Delight is not, telling white lies is not going to last. Amen. Because the Bible says he that speak lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man defer his anger, and it is glory to pass over transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion. But his favor is a dew upon the grass, A foolish son is the calamity of father, and the contention of a wife or continually dropping. House and riches are an inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casts into deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keep, hallelujah, and that's not just hunger, I'm talking about food. I'm talking about you, the word, amen, because the word of God is food. Glory to God. That's all I'm saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that keep the commandment keep his own soul, but he that despises ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and he that which have given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not their soul perish for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Come on now. Confirmation. Remember I just told y'all the other day, deliverance is not one time. Deliverance is over and over until you know that that spirit is cast out. Why? Because when that demon come, he don't come just one. He comes seven times and even sometimes more. Amen. Depending on what stronghold is holding. Like it's just saying to us, amen. If thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Amen. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou may be wise in thy later reign. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man is the kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tend to life, and he that have it shall abide satisfied. He should not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and he would not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that have understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Amen. He that wastes his father and chasteneth away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear instruction that calls to err from the words of knowledge. Cease, my son, to hear instruction that calls to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness, scorn of judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devour iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. May God bless the reading of the word. For those that have joined us and those that are here, we have now been through chapter 1. We've talked about the purpose of Proverbs. Amen. We talked about dangers of bad association. Why? How true wisdom cry out. Then in chapter 2, we talked about the value of wisdom, seeking wisdom as a hidden treasure, thinking ability of protection, and immorality brings disaster. In chapter 3 of Proverbs, it talked about being wise and trusting Jehovah, honor Jehovah with your substance. Wisdom brings happiness, brings joy, security, proper security, amen. Also do good to others. Chapter 4 talked about father's wise instruction. Above all, how to make sure that you acquire wisdom. Why? Because it shuns wicked paths and leads you into the paths of righteousness. Chapter 5, it warned us against immoral women, and it told us how to rejoice with our wives and with our husband. And 6 talked about beware of guaranteeing a loan. Go to the ant, a lazy one, talking about a useless and wicked man. And 7 things that Jehovah hates. Abomination. Amen. 7 talked about embracing God's command and how to live, even as naive, not to be seduced. Amen. Chapter 8 talked about how it is good for us to work and allow God to work by our side. Amen. And not to be fond of men, but to be fond of God. Chapter 9 talked about how true wisdom invite us to have many days. Amen. And be careful of the woman that speaks bitter water. And chapter 10 talked about how a wise son is to make his father rejoice, and talked about how diligent our hands can bring unto us riches and unto us the blessings of the Lord. Amen. But at the same time, how Jehovah blessings make us rich, and how if we fear the Lord, it prolongs our life. Chapter 11 talked about wisdom, and how to be modest, and how to stay in the face of God and not to bring others to ruin. Amen. And how important it is to make sure that you have wise counsel. Amen. And also don't trust in your own riches, but trust in God. Chapter 12 talks about one who hates reproof, don't like instruction, won't listen to wisdom, but having less word to speak and having more of an ear to hear, and how promoting peace that brings joy, and how lying lips brings destruction. 13 talked about those who seek advice are wise, and then talked about how hope makes the heart, how delayed hope can make a heart sick. But then it's talked about being faithful, which brings healing, and walking in wisdom, making you wise to be more disciplined, which express love more and more. 14 talked about the heart, and know your own bitterness through the heart, because what comes out of the heart, you speak it. Amen. Talks about the way that we can bring death to ourselves if we don't listen to instruction, we don't listen to wisdom, and saying, don't believe every word, but test it by the Spirit through the word of God. Amen. 15 talked about a mild answer turns away wrath, and that God's eyes, Jehovah's eyes, is everywhere. I'm not present, I'm not missing, and I'm not potent. Amen. Hallelujah. And how our prayers, even the prayers that we're praying right now, pleases God. Amen. And be careful, without godly counsel, we can fail. But we need to continue to meditate on God's word day and night. Chapter 16 talks about Jehovah examining our motives, committing our ways unto God, having an honest and character, integrity in Jesus' name. And then it talked about how pride comes before destruction. But then it said that gray hair is a crown of our beauty. 17, do not repay bad for good, and leave before squall starts. But then it said, a true friend loves at all times. Have a joyful heart. It is good medicine. A discerning man restrain his words, meaning that he hold his words and don't speak curses or negativity, but speak blessings. And yesterday, chapter 18, and then we talked about the house. Amen. And then yesterday, hallelujah, chapter 18, we talked about how Jehovah is our strong tire. Tower, amen, and how a friend sticks closer than a brother. And then on today, as I invite Apostle A.B. Prince in, he's going to speak to us and pray with us in the name of Jesus. So let's go ahead and welcome Apostle A.B. Prince, amen, as he begins to rightfully divide the word of God through the teachings that the Holy Spirit have given unto him, and begin to lead us into prayer, amen. So I've invited him in, amen. So now I'm just awaiting him to call in. Thank you. We give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I'm waiting for him to call in. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Amen. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. We bless his name. All right. He's on. Amen. Apostle. Let me see. Hallelujah. Apostle, can you hear us? Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Hello. Apostle, can you hear us? Hallelujah. Apostle, can you hear us? Apostle, can you hear us? Amen. I think you have to turn on your volume. I see you in the room. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me just call in here. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. How are you? Good, good. I'm pairing you now, so we're about to bring you on. For some reason, we're working through the other place. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and, okay, hello? Okay, yeah. Hold on. Okay, we're hearing you. So let me connect you to the other speaker here. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for your life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So amen. We can hear you, Apostle. Amen. So you can go ahead and get started.
We give God praise for another time in His presence. It's always wonderful to walk into His presence. Like one of the songwriters said, there's something that makes me happy. When God tells me to come into His presence. So we are still on the journey of wisdom. Wisdom is critical for living on earth. And faith is critical for working with God. Nobody can walk with God without having faith in God. And nobody can be relevant on this earth without wisdom and walking in wisdom. So the balance is very important. We serve the God of balance. That is why God made every human, the human body in balance. We have two hands, two eyes, two legs. So Jesus sent them two by two. So that is balance. So balance is very important. That's why we have the husband and the wife, balance. We have poverty and riches balance. Not all two people can be the same. Hallelujah. We praise God.
Amen.
Now we are still on Proverbs chapter 19. And we want to go straight to the issue of the scripture. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 1. I am touching on few information here. This morning we will learn on integrity. Knowledge, dealing with foolishness, wealth, understanding the place of giving, poverty is an enemy, wisdom is important, discretion is also critical, favor is also critical, sons and contentious wives, what they have to know, and prudent wives. Now verse 20 will talk about counseling, and verse 21 will talk about the counsel of the Lord. So we are starting right away from verse 1. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perfect in his legs and is a fool. I want to pick the word integrity. Integrity is one of the quality every human being needs in order to be respected in society. Integrity is a respect before God and before man. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves. Integrity applies and attracts respect everywhere. Whether we are in Ghana or America, wherever, Canada, UK, Asia, everybody applauds integrity. Sometimes we confuse integrity with reputation. Integrity is higher than reputation. Reputation is the general opinions of people about us. Many at times people see us differently, but inwardly they don't know what we represent and what we carry. So some people can give a good remark about us. They can say, oh, he's a good person, he's a loving person. But that is the general opinion of people about an individual. But when we talk of integrity, integrity is who we are within. When nobody is around us, what do we do? What do we say? How do we conduct ourselves in our privacy, in the secret moments, when we find ourselves in a place where nobody is there? That is where integrity plays out. A man was walking around, and the man got to a place and heard and saw and found a staff on the ground. And the man looked left and right, and he tried to take the thing. But in picking it up, somebody called him from heaven. And the person told the man, you have looked everywhere, but you have forgotten the man on top. The man on top is the man in charge. And if there's anything you want to do, if anything, and to score the mark of integrity, it is appreciating and pleasing your maker. So when nobody is there, what we do, does it please God? Does it honor God? Does it glorify God? Nobody was there. Joseph could have went into the wife of Potiphar. But Joseph said, this could be a secret between me and Mrs. Potiphar. But Joseph said, I am a man of integrity. Nobody is here, but God is here.
Amen.
So when we say integrity, integrity is our acknowledgement of the presence of God around us. When nobody is around, God is around. Amen. Therefore, we are conscious of whatever we do. Amen. We do the right thing with the right frame of mind, the right attitude, when nobody is around. May the Holy Spirit give us the spirit of integrity. We don't need reputation, because sometimes we can shake up the reputation. Sometimes we can let people know that we are like this, but inwardly we are not like that. And we don't need any reputation. We need integrity. Generations who applaud integrity. Integrity simply means honesty. There's a story about the president of America who was called Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln used integrity to become president of America. Long before he became president of America, because of the virtue of integrity, because of the quality of integrity, he had possessed already and was committed to show integrity. A man came to the new stand of Abraham Lincoln, because Abraham Lincoln at that time was selling papers, graphic. Yes, and a man came there, and the man bought paper. He bought the news. The man went away. The man gave Abraham Lincoln a big money. The man forgot the change, so the man went away. When Abraham Lincoln realized that the man has left his change with him, Abraham Lincoln left the stand he was there, chased the man everywhere, and finally he caught the man. And when he met the man, he said, "Oh man, you left your chain with me." But and the man said, "Why did you bother yourself? It's a small money. So why do you bother yourself running to chase me?" And Lincoln told the man, "I wanted you to know that you left your chain with me." And the man said, "You are an honest man. You are full of integrity." And the man told Abraham Lincoln, "One day, you will become the president of America. America need a president like you. And one day, lo and behold, regardless the struggles Abraham Lincoln went through, regardless the challenges he went through, regardless the bumps he went through, the frustrations of life, in the final analysis, when the whistle was blown, when the towel was thrown, Abraham Lincoln became president of America. How did he become president of America? Because of the quality of integrity. Integrity will promote us. Integrity will favor us. That's why the Bible is giving us wisdom here. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1, better is the poor who walks in his integrity. Abraham Lincoln was poor at that time, but because of his thing of commitment to integrity, he became the president of America. God bless us all. I believe we are receiving this wisdom well.
Yes.
We are dealing with wisdom. We want to walk in wisdom. We want to be exposed by wisdom. You know why we cannot pray? Without having these informations in our system. We need this information in our spiritual system. We need this information in our spiritual DNA. So that maybe we might be poor today. And we will not fake around trying to make it in life. But the more rather, we will consider the principles of integrity. And one day, as it favored Abraham Lincoln, one day it also blessed us. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you." So it's not only abiding in Christ, it's not only having Christ in our lives, but more rather, we also need the words of Christ. And the words of Christ is the words we are learning now. The words of wisdom. And if we have these words in us, then our prayer can be effective. And the Bible says, "If my word abide in you, and you abide in me, whatever you ask my Father in my name, my Father will do it." This morning I feel strongly in my spirit. Whatever we put in prayer, whatever we petition in prayer, because the words of God is in us, because we have received wisdom to live in integrity, in spite of what we are going through, we will keep a strong relationship with God, strong respect for God, respect for ourselves, respect for whatever we do. And out of that, God will favor and bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless us all. In verse 2, we will talk about knowledge. Which also, the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. So knowledge is critical. What is knowledge? What knowledge is the process of learning. How do we learn? How we learn? By receiving information. We learn by observation. We learn by relationship. And we learn by deep thinking. And the soul without knowledge is not good. As a matter of fact, we cannot live on this planet Earth without knowledge. Knowledge is fundamental. Knowledge is what I know. Knowledge is what I want to know. Knowledge is how I am able to learn. We live in a generation where many people don't want to learn. We assume that life is simple. But life is not simple. Jesus, at the age of 12, was learning from those who were above him. He was learning from the doctors of the law. And he was asking questions. Nobody can learn without asking questions. Asking questions give us an edge to learn. It gives us a better understanding of what we are learning. And when the soul lacks knowledge, the Bible says it is not good. And the Bible says when you rush in things, we mix them up, or we fall into sin. Patience is very important. We need patience in life. The Bible says in Luke chapter 21, verse 19, in your patience possess your soul. Without patience, somebody can lose his soul. God help us. Jeez. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 4. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Yesterday, I touched on wealth. What is wealth? Wealth is an abundance of valuable things, possessions of things. There are dimensions in wealth, or dimensions of success. We have the first level you call I have enough. I have enough is what you call the subsistence blessings. Your blessing is only limited to you, your wife, and your children. It doesn't go beyond that. It doesn't affect anybody outside. Those blessings is what we call subsistent blessing. It is only you have enough. Many people are at this level and they have relaxed in life, and instead for them to pursue wisdom, allow wisdom to dominate their lives, and understand that God has a better place for them, and humble themselves so that God can raise them into the realm of wealth, because they can feed themselves, feed their wife and their children. They think that they have succeeded in life. That is not success in life. Success which does not affect people above us, that is not success. That's why the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance unto the children's children. So I have enough realm. It's not the realm God desires for us. And the second level is what we call I am rich. I am rich simply means I have more than enough. I am rich simply means I have thousands of what you are talking about. It means somebody has gotten to another level. I call this thing the levels of blessings. The level of greatness. The Bible says, and Abraham was great. And Abraham became greater. And Abraham became greater. Isaac was great. Isaac became greater. And Isaac became greater. Jesus Christ received a name above every other name. Jesus Christ was lifted by God. This is the realm God wants to bring us. Because of lack of faith, because of lack of understanding, because of lack of wisdom in the presence of God, we are missing out of the realms of blessings and glory and wealth. And the Bible is very specific here. The Bible says wealth make a lot of friends. It connects us to a lot of things. It opens us up to a lot of visions. If we have wealth, we can be able to do a lot of things for the kingdom of God. Without wealth, we will not be attractive. So wealth is the third level of riches. church. And the next level is what we call, I am wealthy. And the Bible says God brought us into a wealthy place. I prophesy wealth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy the release of wealth.
Amen.
Let that be wealth.
Amen.
Now let's get into prayer. Say, Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me integrity of heart.
Yes, Lord.
Help me to be integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Make me a woman of integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Make me a man of integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Give me honesty.
Yes, Lord.
So that you can promote me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to lift up prayer. We'll lift up prayer for integrity.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
We need integrity in our generation. Integrity is critical for promotion. Integrity is critical for visitations of God. Integrity is very important. Out of integrity, Joseph became the president of the land of Egypt. Out of integrity, Abraham Lincoln became the president of America. Give us integrity.
Yes, Lord.
We prophesy integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Into the church again.
Yes, Lord.
We prophesy integrity into our business environment again.
Yes, Lord.
We prophesy integrity into our homes again. Let our children have integrity. Let believers have integrity.
Yes.
Let men and women have integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Let pastors receive integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Let our presidents receive integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Let our leaders receive integrity. Our managers and bosses, let them receive integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Let there be integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Let there be integrity.
Yes.
And
all
yes.
Yes,
Lord. In all these things, the Bible says Job never sinned against God. Job was a man of integrity. Out of integrity, Job became a success in the generation he found himself.
Yes.
With point for integrity. When nobody is there, what do we do? When nobody is around us, what do we say? When nobody is around us, how do we conduct ourselves? The secret things. Lord, forgive us of our secret things. Prayer point number two, we are praying. When there is no integrity, there is what we call the secret things. Secret things, the times come on when there is no integrity. Father, we pray the prayer point number two. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with me. Oh God, help me, oh God, not to be overcome by secret things. Let me not indulge in secret things. Deliver us from secret things. There's a lot of secret things. Because of lack of integrity. Hey, Yatosh, Antilele, we want to cry in prayer. We want to make supplication in prayer. Secret things, hallelujah. Lord, help us in doing the secret things. Help us deliver from secret things. Because of lack of integrity, nobody is knowing what we are doing. People see us as pastors. People see us as good people. People see us in the open. That we are well to do. In the secret, there's a lot of things we are engaging in. We are in the secret. We do a lot of
Jesus,
Shaka
ta 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 ta. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. Every secret sin, oh God, help us, oh God, deliver us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Every secret sin, oh God, that is hidden, oh God. God, bring it out right now, oh God. Let us do it.
Help me, Lord. We need to destroy this prayer. It's very important. When there is no integrity, there will be constant activity of the secret things.
Jesus.
Doing things in a secret way.
Yes.
Our wife doesn't know what we are doing in secret.
Jesus.
Our sons and daughters doesn't know what we are doing in secret.
Jesus.
Our husband doesn't know what we are doing in secret.
Jesus.
Our pastor doesn't know. My spiritual father doesn't know.
Jesus.
My God. We have been overcome by secret sin because of lack of integrity. Lift up your voice and pray.
Jesus. Help us, O God.
Save me from secret sin.
Help us, O God.
Let integrity come back. The
We thank you, God. We thank you, oh God.
America, conscience is coming back into the nations. Conscience is coming back into the church.
Jesus.
Conscience is coming back into the home.
My God.
The wife will have conscience. The husband will have conscience.
Jesus.
The manager and the boss will have conscience.
Yeah.
When conscience is available, integrity will be seen.
Yes, Lord.
Give us conscience.
Give us
conscience. Give our doctors conscience.
Yes.
Give our scientists conscience.
Yes.
Give our lawmakers
my
conscience.
God.
Give our parliamentarians conscience.
Yes, God.
And our governors need conscience.
Yes.
Our government need conscience.
Yes.
Pray for conscience. We pray for conscience.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory.
Yes.
Do the right name of God.
Yes.
When nobody is there.
My God.
When people are questioning.
Yes, God.
I know right in my mind.
Yes.
That what I'm doing is evil.
Jesus.
Let conscience right above reputation.
Give me conscience, oh God.
Let my conscience, oh God, right above reputation.
Help me, Lord.
Reputation is what people see me.
Yeah.
To be. That conscience is how I see myself to be.
My God.
Sometimes people say I am good, but I know myself that I am evil. That is conscience. One more time, Lord.
Yes.
Save us, Lord.
Yes.
One more time, Lord.
My God.
Deliver us, Lord.
My God.
One more time, Lord.
Thank you.
Touch us, Lord.
Yes.
One more time, Lord.
Yes, God.
Father, we are missing it. Lord, we are mixing it.
Yes, Lord.
We are losing the battle.
My God.
Because of these things.
Yes.
Because of that integrity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now begin to declare.
Yes, I declare, decree, declare, decree, declare.
Say,
come on, declare it, y'all.
I receive integrity.
We receive integrity.
Come on, make a declaration and say, I receive integrity.
I receive integrity.
Come on, declare, say, I receive integrity.
I receive integrity.
We receive integrity.
We receive integrity.
Our houses receive
our
integrity.
Our house receive integrity.
Our home receive integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Our environment receive
our
integrity.
Our environment receive integrity.
We declare integrity.
Yes.
In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
Yes, Lord.
Sunlight.
Yes, Lord.
Every time, our
yes.
integrity.
Thank
let
you, Lord.
There be integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's draw. Let's draw says in Proverbs 19. The king's wrath is as the roar of a lion. But his favor is as a dew upon the grass.
Yes.
My God.
My God.
Favor is powerful.
Yes.
Favor is like a deal.
Jesus.
A deal is what begins the day.
Yes, Lord.
So before the enemy even rise up against us in the day,
Jesus,
the deal has already prepared the ground for us. We need favor.
Yes, Lord.
We need the deal.
Jesus.
We are praying this last prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Say, oh God.
Oh God.
Let favor be a deal upon my life.
Let favor be a deal upon
my family.
Yes, Lord.
business.
Yes, Lord.
My vision.
Yes.
Interpretation.
Yes.
And talent and arts. Who have the labor moves. We pray for favor.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for favor.
Yes, Lord.
Favor unto you.
Yes, Lord.
Upon the ground.
Yes, Lord.
And upon the dash.
Shaka,
shaka,
shaka.
Favor brings forwardness.
Yes, Lord.
Favor brings fulfillment.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Favor.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
When there is favor, what is not common will be common.
Yes, Lord.
What is not possible will be possible.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
What is not real will be real.
Jesus.
We pray for favor.
Favor, Lord.
We prophesy favor.
Favor, Jesus.
As a deal upon the ground.
Yes, Lord.
Upon the expectation.
Yes, Lord.
Upon the prayer request.
My God, my God.
Every prayer request presented here.
Yes, Lord.
Let favor in the prayer request.
Let favor rise.
And let the prayer to deal.
Yes, Lord.
Upon the ground.
My God.
Let
favor rise. Yes, Lord.
We pray for everyone.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for everyone in need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the hand of God touch things.
My God.
Let the power of God don't touch.
Yes.
The touch of the enemy on your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We untouch the touch.
My God.
Of the enemy against your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Against your destiny.
Yes, Lord.
Against your home.
Jesus Christ.
It is written in the Bible.
Yes.
Touch it up there, my man.
Touch right now, my God.
Wrongly.
Yes, Jesus.
I've touched your life wrongly.
Yes.
I've touched your business wrongly.
My God.
Your sons and daughters wrongly.
Jesus.
Your way wrongly.
Jesus.
We declare in the name of Jesus.
My God, my God.
We declare in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They can't touch you again.
They can't touch us.
That's not the devil.
They can't touch us.
That's not everything.
Yes, Lord.
That's not the
devil.
The touch of the enemy.
Hey.
A touch upon your life.
My God.
You are untouchable.
Untouchable. Undiable. Brosa kataka. Jesus.
Jesus.
Abatakaba.
I release favor.
Favor is released.
Go and prosper.
Prosper.
Go and succeed.
Go and succeed.
See the goodness of God.
Oh, the goodness of God.
In the land of the living.
Hey. My God, my God.
I declare that you are lifted up.
Lift up right now.
Be lifted up
right now. Be lifted up right now. Be lifted up right now. Sickness be gone.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Receive
it.
The goodness of God.
The goodness of God.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We receive all of that. Amen. We receive it. We receive it. Amen. We receive it. Amen. Is there anything else, Apostle AB? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, that was a lot. Amen. We receive it right now. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive it. Receive it. Amen. Apostle A.B. Prince, is that all? Amen. Hallelujah. That's a lot to swallow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have come into, we're going to, oh my God, that's, I'm trying to catch my, you know, I'm coming back down, y'all. I'm coming back down here to earth. Amen. That was a lot. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen. But before we go into the next last segment of the program, hallelujah, I would like for us to touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus as we're going to lift the man of God up. But before we do that, Amen. I want to pray for Pastor Samuel. Amen. He is a great man of God that is on this line, that is walking with us during these 31 days. Hallelujah. Journey of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. He has spoken the first week out. So Apostle A.B. Prince, if you can just pray for Pastor Samuel before we go into the next part of the program. But before you do that, I want to pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that the anointing, the fire, the oil of God, and you know, the reason why we do this is because what God have used him to release, it has been a lot for us. Amen. And he still have his day. He has God is using him in his ministry, in his Bible college, his seminary, and he also need to be refuel. Amen. So as we're imparting, we're no matter if you're right there in Ghana, no matter where you are, wherever part of the world that you're in, any part of the country, I just need for you to stretch your hand by faith and just pray and ask God to strengthen Apostle A.B. Prince as he continue his day, as he continue doing the work that God have called him to do in every different venues of ministry. We pray that wherever his foot shall trod shall be blessed, whatever his hand shall touch shall be blessed, whatever favor, the favor of God shall be upon him, whatever his need is, it shall be blessed, blessing his family, his marriage, the ministry, those that God has bring him in front to today, men and women, children, boy and girl, in Jesus' name, that salvation shall come, that love shall come, and that God continue to pour him more and more in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you. We thank God for Pastor Jacob, and we're going to pray before we pray. Let's pray for Pastor Samuel. So Apostle A.B. Prince, could you just pray for Pastor Samuel for us, please, before we go into the other prayers? Thank you.
All right. Sure. Let's pray. Father, we bless your name. You are the God who consoles. You are the God who strengthens. We pray with our brother, Pastor Samuel, for his love. In the name of Jesus, we strengthen him. Strengthen the family, and therefore you bless them as well. The Bible says, he who remains, you strengthen and you bless. You stood by someone that come in the blood of Jesus, and you reach them the peace of God. That's a personal understanding. We equally pray for Apostle Robin and for Jacob as well. We bring them before the presence of God. Let the presence of God saturate their atmospheres. Grant them visitations. Grant them encounters with your power, your glory. It is written that never delays. Your counsel will stand. Let your counsel for their life stand. Let their ministry stand. And their expectations stand. The Lord will favor you. The Lord will grant you mercy. The Lord will preserve you on every side. And we ask in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God preserve Apostle Robin, the family, Pastor Jacob as well, and everybody connected above. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and glory to God. We received that. Thank you, Apostle A.B. Prince. God bless you. And Pastor Samuel, I see that you're online. Keep pushing, amen. You know, we thank God for your life, and we thank God that you have tapped in, amen, this morning. So we love you, and we're praying for you, lifting you up in Jesus' name, amen. As Apostle Prince have already broke down the word of God, we are so grateful for such a right now word. Let there be integrity in the mighty name of Jesus. Like he said, you can show one way on the outside so that everybody see, but what are you doing behind closed doors is more important than what other people see, because God sees everything. And when we are able to allow there to be integrity in our life, I'm telling you, when God begins to show us ourselves, it's not easy, but we must remember that he shows us ourselves in order for us what to change, for us to be better. So as he is strengthening us and allowing our integrity to be shown, amen, out of away from everything and everybody, know that he wants our character to be built. And if there is no conviction within, then I don't know what God you're serving. Amen. So that's why we're praying that let your integrity arise so that everything that God is trying to bring out of you shall come out of you. Because like I said, the Holy Spirit will convict you. You don't have to worry about that. The things that you used to do, the things that you used to say, when you really press in and get into the things of God, your spirit won't feel good when you begin to do those things that's out of the will. And it's not when the pastor is looking, because, you know, we all know how to be nice in front of the pastor. We all know how to show love in front of the pastor. But what about when you get on that road and somebody cross you and try to run you over and roll rage? What about in that store when they don't do, you know, like the prices or stuff, you know, any little thing like that? How do you react? Do you cuss and holler? Do you walk away mad? You know, that's what he's talking about. Seeing what God, only God sees those little things sometimes. And you never know who's watching. It could be somebody across the aisle that you don't even know. So that's why it's very, very important on how we react in different situations. Amen. So, because there's somebody that's always looking. There's somebody that's always setting aside, looking and just seeing, who are you? What is your integrity like? What is your character like? Because you don't even know. Your reaction and your movement can bring them into the body of Christ. And one of the other scriptures before we start prayer was Proverbs 19:18. When it began to talk about rearing our children with a rod. You know, in this day and time, it is very vital that we begin right now, even as our children are young, to be able to discipline them. Amen. Because we need to discipline our children. We need to correct them because it's very vital that we begin correcting our children. The verse says, chasten thou son while there is hope, and let not the soul spare for his crying. So it's just not just our children at a young age, but even those that God have entrusted us with. If you're not ready to receive chastisement, if you're not ready to receive a rebuke in love, or ready to be reproved from wrong, then I'm sorry to say, you will never move forward in life. Because being chastised, being reproved, and being rebuked in love, it helps us to grow. It helps us to be those weak areas in our life to be revealed. We focus more on our strengths than our weakness, when we need to focus more on our strengths, I mean on our weakness, so that we can become better people, so that our integrity will show, our character will show. So we must continue to correct, because correction demonstrates love. See, when we fail you to discipline, amen, it takes us out to being that fool that the book of Proverbs is saying. Those that despise instruction, those that despise wisdom are like what? Fools. So discipline demonstrates the love to be corrected. Amen. So that's why as we discipline, not just our children, but those that God has brought in our life, we must also be able to receive correction. We must always be able to receive discipline. We must always be ready to receive, to want to make a change. Amen. Because if we don't, we will grow up to scoff, amen, and we will rebuke and despise wisdom. We will rebuke and despise instruction, amen. And then at the end of the day, we need to grow up knowing, not just growing up as a child, but even as adults, because some of us are still acting like children when we are adults. We need to grow up and not wear our feelings on our sleeve. You should be happy that somebody is keeping you accountable. If you don't have nobody to keep you accountable, then you will never grow in wisdom. You will never grow in knowledge or instruction. There needs to be somebody to keep us accountable so that we can make sure that we're going in the right way. You got to be ready to be corrected. You got to be ready to change. You got to be ready to move out of your own unknown. Amen. So I just pray on today that even as apostles have come and laid the foundation, and let our integrity arise, let our character arise. And he broke it down so beautifully. Let that hearing be in your ear, in your spirit, and begin to pray and ask God, let my integrity arise. Meaning, let all the pride come down. Let all the haughtiness come down. Let all the arrogance come down. Let all the bitterness come down. Let all the unforgiveness come down. Let all the, come on, all these things keeps us away from God, because This is not good character. Amen. So we're praying on today that the word that has been spoken has touched your heart. And we continue to pray for those that's on our prayer list. Anybody that have prayer, you can go ahead and send your prayer in. You can call in on our podcast. We have about 18, 20 podcasts. So I'm able to see the podcast. So if anybody is sending in a prayer request, I got you. But let's continue to pray for Cheyenne and her children, Kingston, Margaret, and her daughter, Aubrey. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Samuel, Apostle A.B. Prince, Pastor Jacob, Lady Apostle Robin. Let's continue to pray for Noella and her daughter, Mother Florence, Dr. Fidelis, Antoinette, the family. Let's continue to pray for Kenya, Deontay, Howard. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for Reverend Esther Azamore, her family. Amen. Continue to pray for Uncle Dan. Continue to pray for Apostle Joe and family. Continue to pray for Apostle Sharon and Bishop. Continue to pray for Apostle Sharon Jones, Evelyn, Doreen. Continue to pray for Reverend Enoch. Continue to pray for Mary. Continue to pray for Mother Mary, Sister Paula, Sister Pascaline, Sister Elsie, another Sister Elsie, another Sister Elsie. Continue to pray for Brother Valentine. Continue to pray for Evangelist Todd. Continue to pray for First Lady Veronica and her husband. Continue to pray for Joseph. Continue to pray for Tim in his marriage. Continue to pray for Robert and his brother. Continue to pray for Mia. Continue to pray for Katoria. Continue to pray for Evangelist Katoria, Minister Toya, Pastor Chris. Continue to pray for Darielle, Derek, Deontay, Cassidy, Tanya, Cassius. Continue to pray for your family. Amen. Let's continue to pray. Amen. Come on. I got some more people that's coming in. Let's continue to pray for Sister Doreen. Sister Doreen and her husband. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Apostle Jaja. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Anna, Sister Anna. Amen. All the way in Cameroon. Let's continue to pray for Mama Lillian. Continue to pray for Elsie. Another Sandra. Let's continue to pray for Kanika. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for Brother Tommy and his friends. Amen. From Congo. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Nana as he's traveling. Let's continue to pray for Sister Mamiya, Sister Mommy. In Jesus' name, let's continue to pray for Sister Tina. Let's continue to pray for Robin Vickers, Jim Vickers. Let's continue to pray for Erica. Let's continue to pray for Michael Luanga. Let's continue to pray for Veronica, Mother V. Let's continue to pray for Margaret. Let's continue to pray for Lucci and her husband and her family. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Apostle Peter. Amen. And Sister Nana, let's continue to pray for Minister Yvette. Let's continue to pray for Bishop Peoples and his ministry. Mother Cecilia, let's continue to pray, hallelujah, for Evangelist Sylvia. Let's continue to pray for Sister Alberta of New Day, a Soulful Market. Let's continue to pray, amen, for, hallelujah, okay, I think we're getting, okay, let's continue to pray for Sister Gloria. And also Pastor Soria. Let's continue to pray for Reverend Mercy. God bless you. Let's continue to pray for Bishop B. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Quaker and Equace. Amen. Continue to pray for Tiana. Continue to pray. Amen. For Evelyn. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Nana. Let's continue to pray for Yvonne. Let's continue to pray for Joshua. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Charles and his wife, Sister Gina. Let's continue to pray, amen, for Pastor Ebenezer. Let's continue to pray for, hallelujah, Pastor Bernard. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Eric, Apostle Gideon, amen, hallelujah. Let's continue to pray for Sister Margaret, amen, in Uganda. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Maxwell, amen. Let's continue to pray for Reverend Andrews, amen. Let's continue to pray for Rachel. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Brother Sean, Evangelist Nana. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Sherry and his wife. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Apostle Amakwata in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for Brother Foster and hallelujah, Brother Bright in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for Lady Benedicta and Benedict in Jesus' name. And his Sister Elsie, God bless you in Jesus' name. And Caddy, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Rosemary and Pastor Joe, amen. Let's continue to pray. Amen. For those, it's to you to pray, amen, for Sister Linda, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Ernest. Let's continue to pray for the body of Christ. Let's continue to pray for our children. Let's continue to pray for our schools, our education. Let's continue to pray for SOAR International Outreach Network. God bless you. Continue to pray for even our partners and the food and everything that God is blessing to be a help to the community. Apostle A.B. Prince, do you have any prayer requests? Amen. Amen. Apostle.
Yes, Apostle.
You have any prayer requests to add? If not, you can just go ahead and pray over everybody that we just said.
Sure.
Thank you, Apostle.
Let's pray. Father, we pray for every name. You are the God who answers prayer. Let every prayer request attract, O God, an answer. Let doors be open. Let your will be done. I want every prayer request in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. What even seems impossible? You told Ezekiel to prophesy upon the dry bone. Whatever seems as a dry bone, dry hope, we prophesy life, we prophesy hope, we prophesy recovery and restoration, we prophesy abundance. We prophesy the peace of God, the power of God, and the hand of God for all situations. The Bible says God is notable for situations turning around. Let there be a turning point.
Thank you.
And a turning around of every day, which will result in testimony as never before. Thank you, God, for granting expectations, granting desires. Whatever we pray for, we should believe that we have received. We believe in you, God, that every prayer request, we have received answers in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. And let's continue. I'm lifting up Pastor Samuel. Amen. And the family as well. Amen. So we love you and we continue to pray with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank everybody for joining us on this morning. And if there's any testimonies, I know I've gotten testimonies. Amen. People have called and have just told me the things that God is doing. Is if I begin to be talk, amen, we will be over time. I want to respect everybody's time. I know that everybody's preparing themselves for work and getting ready as they're listening to the broadcast. But there's been testimonies on God's healing power. God has been healing many people that have been going through different sickness, not because of nothing that we have done. It's just the power of God is healing during these 31 days of prayers and fasting. And I thank God for the team here, Apostle A.B. Prince and Pastor Samuel, Pastor Jacob, myself, as we have touched and agree and also be walking in obedience to fulfill what God has called us during these 31 days, and all those that's also with us, praying with us, because I know that there's many praying with us. So I do not take it for granted. Those that may not be called by name, God know you by spirit, and we thank God for you touching and agreeing, praying with us, and even just coming online lets us know that you're in prayer with us, and continue to lift up the men and also myself, the woman of God, as we continue to plow through and press through and persevere through these next 31 days. And just testimony, you know, it's some people that say, who is this Jesus? We want to know more about Jesus. It's something about Jesus, is that light. So God is opening up people's understanding to say, you know what? We want to hear more. And what is the best thing to do when they ask for more? The first thing you do is, first of all, you ask them, do you have the word? Do you have a Bible? And if they don't, you get them that Bible, so that they can be able to not only hear what you give them in that little brief time that you're witnessing, but don't make it be so overwhelming. But as you begin to testify and just talk about the goodness of Jesus, give them that Bible, lead them in the word, let the word begin to get them and lead them. And as they begin to explore and read through the Bible, Jesus will begin to touch them. So that right there is more than a testimony, because there's many that's coming out of different arenas of different religions and wanting more and more to know about Jesus. So keep on witnessing. Keep on being that light. Keep on shining bright so that people can ask you, who is your God? And you can just let them know, Jesus, 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 Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. May everybody be blessed on this morning. May God favor you. May the blessings of God be upon you. May Jesus continue to shine on you. May your day be prosperous. Wherever your feet shall tread, let it be blessed. Wherever you go, let it be blessed. Whatever you say, let it be blessed. Whatever you touch, let it be blessed. In Jesus' name. Now, Apostle, could you close us out with the grace? We'll see you here same time tomorrow by God's grace, 5:30 a.m. God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. We're going to close out with the grace. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name. Father, we for such a time in your presence. What a moment. In your presence. Now the Lord will bless it. The Lord will favor it. Lift up his countenance upon us all and bless us all and favor us all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless everybody and have a great morning in Jesus' name. And remember, if you need prayer, you can always call in on our prayer wall. Amen. And leave your prayer request there. That number, dollar prayer request line, is 267-571-3559. 267-571-3559. All those that are in the Ohio Midwest region, right here in Ohio, Cincinnati, Fairfield, if you're in need of food, you can always come to our food pantry. You can always come. Soar International Outreach Network, we're at 1115 Hicks Boulevard, and that is Suite 5. That is Fairfield, Ohio, 45011. And some is asking, how can we be a blessing to the ministry? How can we sow into the ministry? I'm glad you asked. You can send it through Cash App, money sign, Apostle Robin Stokes. That is Apostle, Robin Stokes. Or you can go to our website, SWORDInternationalMinistries.org. We have a PayPal link there, and you can make your donations there. May God bless you. May God keep you. Or you say, we would like to send a check. You can send it to our address, 1115 Hicks Boulevard, Suite 5, Fairfield, Ohio, 45014. It is Sword International Outreach Network. God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Have a great day. Bye-bye.